Hello, peace and blessings, everyone. How is everyone doing? Today's podcast is about working with the energies of the moon and more with the energies of the full moon. And I want to share with you a simple meditation that actually came in a moon transmission about how to capture the energy of the full moon and how to work with the energy of the full moon. So a lot of spiritual people, psychics, high energy, sensitive, empathic people work with the energies of the moon and other planets, but mostly with the moon. Why is that? Because it's very organic, it's very natural, and it makes sense. What it does, it really amplifies our own powers to achieve what we really want, what's us. What is our soul purpose? Because if we go against the moon cycles, basically it's like swimming against the current, against the flow. So why struggle when life can be easy, right? So it's really important to surrender and allow instead of fighting the energies of the moon. So I'm Lily Nature's Blessings, and you can find me at natures-blessings.org or psychicspiritinyou.com. And I am known for sending this and leading these moon transmissions out. These are like sort of like ritual, powerful ceremonies. And I do it as my schedule allows me. So I tap into the power of the full moon or new moon once a month usually. And work with the energy of the moon and send them out with healing vibrations and a lot of information from the source, insight from the source. And let me tell you this, it's amazing because there are so many people tapping into the same energy, and together we're creating this powerful vortex of high passionate energy that really help us to tap into our own powers and to tap into our heart center to find clarity. So check them out. You can find them at natures-blessings.org/moontransmissions.htm. So powerful stuff. Check them out. So during one of these moon transmissions, the spirit gave us a meditation on how to work with the power of the moon, full moon, and how to tap into the moon rays, that moon energy, to work with simplifying our thinking, because there's so much clutter going on in our minds and in the collective consciousness as well. It's a web of cluttered thinking. So what happens, we become more and more sensitive and empathic every day. A lot of high sensitive to energy people, a lot of empathic people, pick up other people's thoughts and vibrations and emotions and feelings. And it can be overwhelming. We understand that we are one. There is a powerful concept of oneness. And yes, I totally agree with that. And it's beautiful. And it feels so right. But at the same time, we all have individual paths that we have to really follow. And it's very important to work on simplifying our minds, the way we think. And the thing is that this, you know, technology, I love technology, but it's, if it's used for, it can destroy our immune system, let's put it this way. So it has to be used for our growth, and we have to enforce balance here when it comes to technology. So during the powerful moon transmissions, full moon transmissions, it's important to unplug from the matrix of technology and just spend time meditating. So let me share this meditation with you. It's a very powerful one, and I would like you to treat it with respect and really honor it. And once a month during this full moon, I strongly suggest go out and just watch, look at the moon and spend time with the moon. Meditate under the moon, watch the moon, feel the moon, breathe in the power of the moon. So for this particular meditation, I would like you to find a comfortable sitting position. If you stand outside and watch the moon, just make sure your spine is straight and it's erect. And what I like you to do is to close your eyes. But of course, I have to say it, if you drive a car or operate a heavy machinery, I'd like you to stop. I mean, either stop and do the meditation or just continue without doing the meditation. Anyways, so let's start by closing the eyes, assuming that you already found a comfortable position. And I would like you to take a deep breath in. Deep breath in. And exhale, release, let go. And another deep, deep breath in. And exhale it all out. Let it go. Release, 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 release. Deep breath in again. Hold your breath for a second. Then exhale, let it all out. Nice. Now keep breathing in and out. I would like you to set a powerful intention now. It's called sankalpa in Sanskrit. I love this word. Sankalpa. So set a powerful intention so that the moon rays will clear your overthinking, cluttered mind. Deep breath in. Exhale, let it all go. Now we can connect with the energy of the moon 3 days in advance and 3 days after the full moon. Now let's connect consciously with the energy of the full moon, asking the moon to lend you some strong, powerful energy to make peace in your mind, to be at peace. Take a deep breath in. Exhale it out. Now bring that energy of the full moon over your crown chakra, which is the top of your head. And allow your crown chakra to be washed by the full moon rays, feeling the power of the moon washing away all your overthinking mind. Deep breath in. Let it go. Now consciously bring the moon energy to your third eye, your brow chakra, in the middle of your forehead. And let the moon rays wash that energy of third eye clean. This will help you bring clarity to your thinking, to your thoughts, to your emotions. Deep breath in. Exhale, let it all out. Now, ask the moon to wash any fears in your thinking mind. And really remove any mask that doesn't serve you well or might interfere with your thinking mind. Masks are created by fears. Let's acknowledge the masks. Just remove them. Deep breath in. Exhale, let it all go. Now let's ask the moon to help us wash the entire spirit clean. Everything is clean. Your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings. Now let's just spend a few seconds focusing on three powerful concepts. Clarity, deep breath in, deep breath out. Simplicity, deep breath in, deep breath out. And centeredness, deep breath in, deep breath out. Now, I'd like you to keep breathing for a few more seconds, deep breathing, and bring some movements into your body. And very gently open your eyes and look around your room. Hopefully you found some clarity. Hopefully you are more clear in your mind and your thoughts. And hopefully you feel more centered. I hope you enjoy this meditation, and I hope you will do it more often during full moons. Full moons are powerful times, and very strong energies happen during the full moons. And it's very easy to reach for stimulants like alcohols or drugs or anything like that. But is this empowering you? I don't think so. So better to stick with some meditations and wash that spirit clean. It's powerful. I hope you enjoy the podcast today. I'm very excited to share something that I'm passionate about, full moons and new moons. And I hope you're going to join us for moon transmissions and sit with other people in the astral realms and meditate together and allow to receive powerful insight from the spirit, healing energy, clarity, centeredness, joy, abundance, and all the good stuff. I hope you're going to join us. So Lily here with Nature's Blessings at natures-blessings.org, or you can find me at psychicspiritinyou.com. So check them out. Wishing you a wonderful full moon. And peace. Namaste.